Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Shout out to everyone who got some grass seed or fertilizer on their lawn a couple days ago. Shout out Mother Nature, best sprinkler ever, giving us some overnight rain. Whoever timed it right, shout out to you.
Also, for those of us who didn't?
Yeah, no shout outs for you.
Jeez.
No shout outs for Edmonton Oilers fans either. Shout out to all the Calgary Flames fans out there, though. Shout out to you guys. Woo! Go, Flames, go. Go, Flames, go. Stacey,
today's the day.
Stacey loves the Oilers. I love the Flames, which means for the next 2 weeks, we are fighting. Might get a little awkward on the show. We're fine, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're my work wife. I am your work husband.
You're just very, very passionate about that franchise.
We have some very work best friend vibes going on. But for the next 2 weeks, absolutely not. I hate your face for the next 2 weeks. Just hate it. Hate it so much.
We have our jerseys hanging in the window at the Cruise studio.
Yeah.
I don't know how this is going to go. You said you're worried. You said you're worried the Flames might not do
well. I'm worried just because the Oilers have always been the big brother and the Flames have always been the little brother, rightfully so. The Oilers, I mean, they had the dynasty in the late 80s, right? They had Wayne Gretzky, which, by the way, Wayne Gretzky picked the Flames to win the series, so we're talking about that later on in the show. We'll focus more
it's
on
anger
that.
Anger-inducing.
Yikes, that's not a good start there, Oiler fans. But I'm just worried because anytime in a second round playoff series, it just seems like the underdog always comes out of nowhere and takes over, right? The Flames are the favorite. The Oilers are the underdog. Leon Draisaitl's got the bum ankle right now. Calgary's got Jacob Markstrom, Vezina candidate goalie.
Yeah.
The Oilers have Mike Smith, who is going to be in an old folks home in a couple years.
Hey, age before beauty.
Yeah, guy has just, you breathe on him too hard. Who's that ref? Guy can pass the puck like no man's business, though. Guys, he's a very good goalie. I'm just bitter because he was horrible for the Flames.
See, and
gave the guy like $40 million, played like junk. Anyway, so we're not passionate about this at all, as you can tell.
I just can't imagine like the energy in Calgary and Edmonton and the province of Alberta. Like, we're feeling it here.
Big time.
Sports fans in Saskatchewan, or I shouldn't say sports, hockey fans, because we have to lend ourselves to another team, obviously. And I just can't imagine how crazy it's going to be in Edmonton and Calgary the next couple, hopefully, 6 days, 7 days? I don't know.
Yeah, true sports fan over there. 6 days for a 7-game series, eh?
Sure.
Let's do the math here. You get an off day every second day.
Hey, who said it's going to seven? Right?
Love that song from Sum 41, 96.3 Cruise FM, great hits and the best rock ever. Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton. In case you didn't know, Stacey and I are fighting. Go Flames, go, baby.
Go Oilers.
Ugh.
Okay, let's not be petty with the gagging.
If you want to know just how serious we're taking this Battle of Alberta, mosey on over to Cruise's Facebook page. Oh, boy.
Just a few little snippets of our day.
Yeah. I hate your face for the next 2 weeks. Let's just say that.
Friends off.
It's going to be pretty awkward to work with you the next couple of weeks. So,
speaking of awkward, here's a segue. Grocery lists.
Why are we so bad at segues this week? We're 0 for 4 on segues.
There's nothing better than a bad segue.
We need a segue into a segue story to redeem ourselves from our bad segues.
Unfortunately, we don't have that.
Dang it.
There was a guy who has a book out. It's called, I love this, Vodka, Lighters, Milk, and Ice Cream.
Oh.
It's a book that has written about random grocery lists that he finds. He's a guy like me. He said whenever he's out places, he's always looking at the ground. I'm the exact same way. I find really random stuff because I don't know. I'm always looking at my feet, where my feet are going.
I just love running into other people. So I love looking at the ground.
And if I see a piece of paper that's like folded up, I have to have
it. Oh, you have to.
Because what if it's like a secret message with a code for something? I don't know.
What
it's stupid.
Also, though, what if it's just like, look behind you and a big dude just knocks you out?
There you go. A little bit of warning. But regardless, what he's been doing for years and years is collecting random grocery lists that he finds. Mm-hmm. And he said it's really quite interesting. He always says every grocery list has two stories. The one I make up in my head and the one that's the truth, I'll never know. And it is cute because sometimes it's a legit list, right? Yeah. It's like grapes, strawberries, bread, butter, whatever. And then sometimes it's just really random things he says where it's like milk, celery, lube, like just very random things plunked on a list. Sometimes
milk, celery, and lube.
Another interesting evening.
Another great weekend.
But he also said, too, there's sometimes like really cute notes written on the list from the other person where it's like, if you buy one more bag of rice, I swear to God, I'll kill you. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love to actually read this book. I think it's kind of neat.
I wonder if he's found any like fake grocery lists. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's actually a prank. I used to do it all the time. You make fake grocery lists. You leave them in the grocery store for people to find. And they're like, what the? I did it all the time. I used to live in Yorkton. Had a lot more free time back then. And I'd make these fake grocery lists. One time it was like 27 boxes of baking soda.
Nice.
And a lime. And that was it. And like, imagine someone seeing that, like, what? What is this person doing?
Or you'd add just like a quick little thing to your roommate's grocery list and your husband's on the bottom where it's like 10 kisses. That's just lame.
So cute. Aww.
We're talking about the guy who has basically written a coffee table book on a random grocery list that he found in his travels at the grocery store in the parking lot. It was really interesting, too, because he said over the years he's found lists written on very random things as well. Because let's face it, like sometimes you grab a sticky note and sometimes it's an envelope from a bill or whatever. He's found grocery lists on bank statements, clothing tags, an evidence document from a court case, tax return forms, scraps of wood.
I always thought that was like a single guy thing, writing lists on the back of used envelopes and candy bar wrappers, stuff like that.
When you think of something to get at the grocery store, you need to write it down immediately, so you just grab whatever's closest. And if it happens to be an evidence document from a court case, I guess that's fine.
But now everyone has their phone. Like, everyone has the notes thing on their phone. They write it down. There's no possibility for silly situations anymore.
It's like grocery lists are a dying breed.
I know. They're going extinct. We need a Sarah McLachlan-esque commercial to save grocery lists.
And see if people will, like, bring them back.
For just 17 cents a day, you can be the difference for a little grocery list.
Collector guy.
I don't know, do that. Like, mess with your spouse's list or something like that. You said your friend texted
in
saying...
My friend Delete texted in saying, she's like, oh my God, I can totally relate. The kids always scribble something on, like cookies, and her husband usually just draws a penis in the corner.
Oh, yeah, so, see, as most men would do. Yeah. I like that. I like the pranks back and forth, right,
it's
with
fun.
The lists and stuff. Most families have, like, a whiteboard on their, fridge or by the... I was going to say, wow. I was
going to
say, buy the phone.
You dinosaur.
Well, it's 2007 again, you guys. We're putting things by the phone. Wow. So that Neopets website, let's talk about that.
Just going to go play on MySpace.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? What do they do when the music is playing? It's Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
Well, this pen f***ing sucks.
Here, take this one. You love chewing on these bad boys.
Well, that's a good pen.
Brand new. Never been chewed. Have at her.
That's soft plastic, baby. But the only thing is, I don't know about you, but when I start something with an original pen and then I use another pen on the same piece of paper, it's all I look at.
Oh, yeah.
It's different.
Are they different color inks?
No, they're same colored inks, but like different, like... thickness, consistency, which is worse. I'd rather have the blue and the black. Now it's both
thin and thick. Oh my God, our day's ruined. All because of a pen.
Stupid pens, man. Pencils. Pencils is where it's at.
Yep.
That was Behind the Scenes on Cruise Mornings.
It is Cruise Mornings with that guy and myself.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? We're going to start this now, hey?
No names anymore.
No names.
No, I refuse to say your name.
Hmm.
The games haven't even started.
I hate your face so much. God.
Go Oilers.
Go Flames, go, baby. No better feeling as a dog owner than when you walk into your house and you see that your dog has eaten 3 chocolate cupcakes off the table, Oh, that is just the best feeling ever.
I'm guessing you're being sarcastic.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for catching that sarcasm there, Oiler fan. Wow.
Okay.
Good one. I know. Okay, we'll stop being snippy. It's fake snippiness, by the way. Don't worry. We're fine. Come home. Dog crushed 3 chocolate cupcakes. And when you Google dogs and chocolate.
Right.
I mean, even though my dog's a chocolate lab, chocolate's still not good for her. That was bad. But you Google it. Oh, what's the worst kind of chocolate? Number one on that list, chocolate cupcakes.
Oh,
because it's
good.
Usually made with the dark bitter chocolate that's bad for dogs and cocoa powder, which is also super bad for dogs.
Right.
Like, all chocolate's bad for dogs. But milk chocolate, white chocolate, not as bad as the dark chocolate, the bitter chocolate, the cocoa powder. So, yeah, she's eaten 3 chocolate cupcakes, and you have to go to the vet college, the emergency, right?
Oh.
You can't just go to a normal vet place. You could, but you got to wait, and yeah, it's 3 chocolate cupcakes. You're kind of racing against the clock, right?
Yeah, it's like she ate one half of
exactly.
Twix bar.
Exactly. You gotta kind of get on it. So you take her in there, and you know it's a big deal when your dog laps the other dogs that are waiting in the waiting room.
Like other dogs are waiting there.
Hey, my dog ate chocolate. Oh, yeah, right away.
And come on in.
So, the puking thing, all that stuff. Boom. Super expensive. Thanks, Kipper. Appreciate it. So she almost...
Actually, it's you.
I know.
Who should have put the cupcakes somewhere higher.
Yeah,
Don't blame the dog.
How dare I put the cupcakes in the middle of our kitchen table surrounded by plants.
That she's eaten pizza
she
off
moved
of
the plants over.
Cinnamon buns
it was a
off
cactus.
Of...
She probably got stung by the cactus. It doesn't matter. Chocolate's
she
there.
She was probably... It was worth it for her.
But, like, she almost dies. We have to spend $400. And at the end of the day, who's the bad guy? Us. Because she had to spend the afternoon at the vet.
If only she knew.
Dogs, man. But then afterwards, they look at you with that face, and you're like, I guess they're mad at you.
We were going to talk about the tight shirt Clayton is wearing today because we have jock photos. We're getting pictures taken of ourselves.
Yeah, we're doing those radio show photos, and I...
You decided to wear the tightest shirt you could.
Because I don't like doing the wacky zany poses that every radio team does, right?
Yeah.
Oh, backs together with the finger guns. Oh, you're covering my mouth because I said something zany.
Here,
oh,
let's give each other a piggyback.
Oh, it's so wild because I'm bigger than you and you're giving me a piggyback. If I wear a tight shirt that moves around a lot, like it's a button-up shirt, so if you move at all, the buttons move and it makes the photo look bad. So I'm wearing a super tight shirt so I don't have to really do any wacky zany poses.
Perfect strategy. I like it.
Think smart, not hard, Stacey. But let's talk about cats and why they don't really have the same thing as dogs. Like, we always hear about dogs eating chocolate and getting sick, and it's a big deal. Why not cats?
That's the thing. Kipper ate some chocolate cupcakes. Clayton was very worried, took her to the vet. Because, dogs, chocolate, don't mix. Apparently, though, cats are even more susceptible to theobromine, which is what is in chocolate that dogs can't digest. Cats, it's even worse. Except you never hear of like, oh my God, my cat ate a chocolate bar.
Never.
Take her to the vet.
Never.
And it's because cats don't eat as indiscriminately as dogs. Dogs will wolf down anything.
Yep.
Cats are pickier eaters because, I had no idea about this, cats lack the ability to taste glucose.
Tough break, cats. Glucose is awesome.
Glucose is amazing.
You don't know what you're missing out on, cats. Let me tell ya.
So when you give your cat, like a little bit of ice cream or something, they don't taste it. It's just like white stuff to them.
It's just plain syrup to them.
Who knew? I had no idea about this. God bless you, internet. So informative.
But seriously, super self-conscious about my tight shirt today.
Clayton, if you will come with me back in time to the time when wood was so expensive, people were stealing it.
I wish I could come with you, but you didn't say please, so I can't. If only you had some manners.
Oh, jeez. Please come with me.
Okay.
Back in time when wood was so expensive, it was ridiculous. People were stealing it off job sites. And this should come as no surprise right now with the price of fuel being on average $2 across Canada. Fuel theft way up.
Stop breaking the law!
Yes, both of those. Fuel thefts are up in Saskatchewan 76% over the same time last year. And so thieves are stealing, obviously, at the pumps. They're driving away without paying. There are thefts from farm fuel tanks, from bulk fuel tanks, from people stealing jerry cans, siphoning out of vehicles just to steal the juice.
The precious juice.
The precious juice.
The car go-go juice.
Basically.
As most people call it. No one calls
What's
it
interesting,
that.
Too, though, in the... say go-go juice?
The car go-go juice, because okay. It makes cars go.
That's right, it does. Something else to note, though, obviously gas prices, yeah, super high. Diesel prices are higher than gas prices. And I remember diesel used to be cheaper than gas. I always wondered to myself, I'm like, why don't we have a diesel vehicle?
I know.
It's cheaper. I know there's certain reasons, but yeah. So like I had a friend fill up their diesel truck. It was like $198.
Oh, ridiculous right now. And you never really talk about diesel, right?
No.
It's only gas prices, diesel. Bleh.
Who cares about those
Toss
guys?
Toss them off to the side. Hey, diesel's feelings matter, okay?
Do they?
Let's think about diesel owners, okay? Everyone just always thinks they're doing fine, doing dandy. No, no. Text the diesel owners in your life. Ask if they're doing okay. They're always ignored.
Ask them if they're going to continue idling their vehicle for no flippin' reason whatsoever.
Oh, let me... You know what? Please come back with me in time, Stacey.
Okay.
To 2006, the Pee Wee Tier 2 Flyer Rager in Yorkton, A semifinals, trying to get a nice good night's sleep. What's going on outside the window all night? We lost 7-1 because we were all so tired. We still blame the diesels to this day.
Absolutely.
Even though it happened like 20 years ago. It's Chris Mornings with Stacey and Clayton. Stacey and I, we are fighting, by the way.
The tension is thick.
If we seem snippy with each other on the air, it's because we are, in fact, being snippy with each other. I'm a diehard Flames fan. You're a diehard Oilers fan.
Mm-hmm.
How do you sleep at night, first of all?
With the weight of 5 cups on me.
Oh, nice. I sleep in a big bed with my wife. That was a Simpsons reference, and
okay.
If you got it, some Simpsons fan
okay.
out there is just laughing. I sleep in a car bed. What kind of thing do you sleep? Oh, Milhouse is dead. You're pathetic.
Oh, man.
Now I'm just thinking of that episode and how good it was.
I'm sure you are.
That was one of the most underrated Simpsons episodes. Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
Most famous Oiler of all time.
I think that's fair
most
to say.
Most famous hockey player of all time.
Right?
I don't know. Yanni Nienema is a close second behind Wayne Gretzky.
It's true.
Fernando Pisani might be up there too. Actually, Oiler fans love Pisani. He had a big playoff goal 1 year.
He did.
Anywho, Wayne Gretzky picked the Flames to win the Battle of Alberta.
He did.
How you doing? How do you like them apples, Stacey?
I feel like as a legendary Oiler, which let's face it, he is, I feel like there's just an unwritten rule where you need to stay loyal to your club, team, whatever.
Well, apparently your team just doesn't care about loyalty, though. So
apparently.
I mean, you did trade him for like nothing.
I know.
So
that was a horrible time.
Yeah, it was. But that's just kind of what your franchise does. So.
Can we just talk about
guys,
this
though.
Instead of digging at each other?
I'm good. I like the digs, to be honest with you.
Gretzky
My favorite
did,
player, Stefan Diggs. So.
Gretzky did say both teams were built for the playoffs.
Well.
Which is very vague.
Usually teams that are built for the playoffs have like 4 lines instead of 2 and a goalie that's not ancient. So,
have we both gotten to the same point together?
Huh?
We're both in the playoffs.
Yes, we are both in the playoffs.
So what's... Why try making fun of the lines that we have?
Because that's what
it's
you do in sports.
It's clearly working.
That's what you do in sports. This is the fun part about sports. It might seem like we're angry, but this is enjoyable. This is fun.
The thing is, I can't chirp you about lines and stuff like that.
Oh, because you're a part-time fan, like most Oiler fans out there.
Okay.
Flames fans do the research. We know the game.
Are the biggest bandwagon jumpers out there.
Not really. Not really.
The Red Mile, come on.
We cheer our team on because we actually like our team, not just because they won a bunch of cups back in the day. Not just because they were
Every
good
Every fan
ones.
Cheers their team on because they like their team. Except for Wayne Gretzky.
That's Loverboy, 96.3, Cruise FM.
Oh, no.
Great hits and
Swallow,
the best rock
quick.
Ever. I got something weird going on in my voice.
It sounds like you've had helium.
Am I good now?
There you go.
I'm back.
You're back.
Yay. Stacey's pointing out all my flaws because the Battle of Alberta begins today.
And no, because it sounded incredibly weird and you're on the radio, so
there's that too. There's also that. But mainly the Battle of Alberta stuff.
I just want to say really quick, we have an Oilers and a Flames jersey hanging in the windows at the Crew Studios here. Every morning at about 8:05, the little Canada Post guy comes with the little van, drops off the mail and leaves. He looked up in the window and gave me a thumbs up. And I'm going to assume it was for the Oilers jersey.
I'm going to assume it's for the Flames jersey, but whatever.
I'll ask him through the window tomorrow.
Yeah. The only thing you're going to see on the internet today, Battle of Alberta stuff, and you're probably going to see a lot of videos of ticks crawling on people. Tis the season. I've seen a bunch of my friends on my timeline posting their tick photos, their videos. People always do that. First thing they do, oh, there's a tick on me. Better take a photo and share it with everyone. Why?
Just destroy it.
Why? Ticks, they're everywhere, but not East College Park, because everyone's been walking their dogs, posting their photos of their ticks. My tick count is at zero, Stacey.
Guess what? So is Eastview's
I
tick count.
I got zero. You're down with ECP. Yeah, we're tick-free, okay?
So is
if you don't like ticks, come on over to East College Park. Just like Alberta and rats, we are a tick-free zone, so... And that's saying something. We have two big parks as well. So it's not like we just don't have any grass for ticks to hang out in. No, no, no. We're a tick-friendly neighborhood.
You have, like, here's the thing.
Okay.
Take a survey of your whole flippin' neighborhood and then come back to me.
Okay. See, in East College Park, we don't like going door-to-door because we know that annoys people. Now, for people in Eastview, who you don't
Did
care
I
about...
Did I say door-to-door?
You don't care about
I meant
feelings.
Online.
Oh, nice save there, Stacey. Nice save there. You totally meant door-to-door.
You got ticks. I know you do.
Go Flames, go, okay?
Great hits and the best rock ever.
You're the cutest thing I ever did see.
96.3 Cruise FM, Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton. We're not joking about this hatred, by the way, the Battle of Alberta hatred. If you want to see it for yourself, Cruise's Facebook page, Instagram page.
And just to add to that, it's like legit. Yeah. I've been cheering for the Oilers for quite a while.
Yes.
Not as long as you've been cheering for the Flames, but it's not like, hey, should we fight about sports?
Yeah. It's not like we had a brainstorming meeting. Hey, guys, we need some content. No, this is real life.
This is real.
This is real. Reality radio. Dragon's Den, I didn't
know. What?
No.
Wait a minute.
Another thing going on right now in the sports world, the CFL strike.
Yeah.
Other than Edmonton and Calgary, because labor laws are different there, I don't know the mumbo jumbo behind that, but Calgary and Edmonton can still practice, but the rest of the teams in the CFL cannot.
That is...
It's
unfair.
Weird. Right now, teams are organizing their own workouts. They can't have, like, team-ran workouts. So the captains of the team will go, like, let's go to this park and run around, do drills, whatever, right? That's fine.
I said do drugs.
So, yeah.
Maybe.
No, not maybe.
No.
The thing is, like, they're saying that if they don't figure this out, and the thing about the CFL is there are, like, the legit reporters, like Farhan Lalji and Dave Naylor, and there are a ton of these obscure fringe guys... who, just because they have a blog, think they're a reporter.
The keyboard
like,
reporters.
Yeah, this is never going to happen. My reports and sources. So there's so many conflicting reports right now. Some people think it's going to be done very, very soon. Mm-hmm. Other people think this could be an issue. If it is an issue, we might need replacement players for the CFL, Stacey.
Is that how it works? You got to bring in...
Yes. Well, it happened on the movie, The Replacements. So if it happened for that fictional football league in the States, it could happen here in the CFL.
Clearly.
If they do have replacement players, that's the strategy they go with. Just a heads up, I will be banking in some of my vacation time to go try out for the Riders.
Well, it makes sense.
Obviously.
You used to be a football player.
Thanks.
I was going to say
That was a great compliment. You did used to kind of be a football player. I'm a Canadian Junior Football League record holder, Stacey Cooper.
And I stand
Thank you very
corrected.
Much. Thank you
also
very much.
Beat Darian Durant in a throwing contest.
I'm also
There's
the
that.
Human t-shirt cannon at the Saskatoon Blades game.
Three things on that resume of yours that should secure you a spot.
I'll be waiting by my phone, Jeremy O'Day and Craig Dickinson. 306-20. I actually probably should not give my phone number out on the air. That would be a bad idea. Ooh.
Have them call you here.
Oh, dodged a bullet.
Rocks, 96.3, wow. Cruise FM, great hits and the best rock ever. We're calling an audible.
No, it's pulling an audible.
No, it's not.
Ripping an audible? That would be a fart.
Why do you do this? Oh, wait, because it's the Battle of Alberta and you like to see me in pain.
Yeah, that's it.
Our creative writer, Curtis Anderson, is in here, and he bought a wrong hat. And if you're not a hat person, you don't know how painful that is.
Come in here, Curtis. Tell us how you really feel.
Here's the thing. You buy a wrong hat, it doesn't fit on your head properly. It's just waste of $40. Because hats are expensive now. They're like $40. It's ridiculous. You bought a white hat, too.
Yeah, I came in here looking for, like, assurance, and instead I got you calling me an idiot for buying a white hat.
Who buys a white hat?
And Stacy telling me if my other hat, if my new hat's too big, just pull it over my ears.
Those are... Those are the worst red flags with hats. You don't buy a big hat and put it over your ears.
No.
Just return it or donate it to charity.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I came in here hopeful with one little... bit of self-esteem left and it's gone.
And
so thank you.
No, you came to the wrong place, pal, because we're in a snippy mood.
Are white hats on the same level as white sunglasses?
No. It's not like it's not like the bad guy thing with white hats. Like the stigma with white sunglasses, you're probably wearing an Affliction shirt drinking Monster Energy. You got the frosted tips and you can't wait for the UFC event on Saturday. That's the stigma around white sunglasses.
So that doesn't transfer to hats.
Yeah, it's a shame because white sunglasses look great, right?
Do they though?
Yes, they do. They look great.
No, they don't.
And it's ruined now. It's like Karen, right? Karen.
You're right.
White sunglasses, same thing.
But what's
thing.
The stigma with a white hat?
You're going to get it dirty
it gets
after
dirty
2 hours,
oh,
right? The sweat mark. I'm a sweaty guy.
Yep.
Black hats only. Because the sweat marks, actually the stains come in after a while.
Salt.
See, this is how much thought hat guys put into hats. It's a science. We analyze it. We look at the stats and everything. It's
next
wild.
Time you buy a hat, Curtis, before you do, consult with Clayton. He's a hat expert.
Can you two come across the street with me to the mall after this and we'll pick out a new hat?
We're extremely busy people, Curtis. We don't have time for that.
We're getting our pictures taken.
Oh, yeah. It's picture day today. We legit can't. Actually, we should, so we have an excuse to get out of wacky morning show photo day.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday morning 6 to 10 on Cruise.